What If World is supported by our sponsors and by listeners like you on Patreon.
Calling all kids in the car. Brittany and Meredith here from the chart-topping Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Are you dreading another silent car ride with the fam? We've got the cure. Three rounds of fresh trivia every single week. Movies, music, even science and Disney. We've got something for every trivia buff in the car. No more crickets chirping on those long journeys. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast is your secret weapon for connecting and laughing with kids of all ages, teens, toddlers, adults, it doesn't matter. Spark their curiosity and challenge their brains with every episode. New episodes drop weekly wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast and turn those car rides into epic adventures.
What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today I'm joined by two of my favorite people. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Hello, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Polly.
This is Andrew and Polly of Ear Snacks. If you haven't heard the Ear Snacks podcast, please do yourself a favor. Please listen to it right now. When Miss Karen and I moved into our new house, we were listening to some of their music while we painted. And I love their show. I'm so excited to have them today.
Aw, thank you.
Eric.
We love your show too.
Oh, thanks. I'll let you guys talk about your show and everything a little bit at the end too. But right now, I figure we should play our kids' questions.
Hi, I'm Rosie, and I really like to dance. And my What If World question is, what if ants could dance?
That's a really good question, Rosie. I love it, Rosie. What if ants could dance? It's so natural. Why don't they? And then we have one more question from Quinn.
Hi, my name is Quinn, and I really like electric heavy electric guitars, and it sounds like this. Na 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 na. And then so my what if question is that, what if people could turn invisible?
Wow, what if people could turn invisible? That's a really cool question. Wait, did Andrew just turn invisible, or is that just me?
He's gone.
What, Andrew?
Where is he?
Ugh, this is gonna be a really hard story to record without...
Hey, guys!
Oh, hey!
I'm back!
You're just invisible now?
Well, no, you can see me.
Oh, I can see him.
We're all in a room together.
Yeah, that's true.
Eric, you said this is your first three-person improv?
That is absolutely correct. So I'm a little nervous, but I'm very, very excited. You two have been practicing your voices recently, haven't you?
We have.
Yeah, we had someone on our show, Ear Snacks, a voice actor named Morla Gorondona, who told us how to make some different voices.
Yeah. I heard that episode, both of those episodes, and now you're going to get to use those skills you've learned in our story.
Well, we're just starting to learn, Eric. We're not as practiced as you are at making so many amazing voices.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. I'm practicing right now.
Okay.
So,
That's very yoga of you. This is your practice. Life is my practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm learning as I go.
Yeah.
And we'll all learn a little bit together today.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so let's get into our story. What if ants could dance? And what if people could turn invisible?
Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Oh.
For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much more in the hundreds of episodes of The Past and the Curious. You know, quite often people will say to me, Mick, my kid loves your show. But you know what? I love your show too. And that's what it's all about, bringing grown-ups and kids together to learn and laugh while they discover new stories about underwear saving people's lives, the origin of the swimsuit, or figures like inventor Garrett Morgan, astronomer Mariah Mitchell, or spy and baseball player Mo Berg. So if you want to get hip to the show, you can find The Past and the Curious in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan. That's me.
Once upon a time, there was a little red ant named Rosie, and she really wanted to be noticed. It was tough being part of a big colony of ants, but there was one gardener standing above all those ants, and he seemed to be looking right over at them.
These are some fine-looking ants, I must say. And what is this? Is that a little red ant?
Hello, hello, hello. Is anybody there?
Wow, a little red ant.
Hello.
Amidst all these black ants, what's so strange? Seems to be doing some kind of dance. That is awfully. Oh, geez, my hose!
Hey!
He'd been watering his plants, and his hose just skewed astray while he was watching this ant dance.
And you know what happens when an ant gets hit by water.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope you're okay. Where'd it go?
In the meantime, there was a little bee. His name was Quinn Bee.
Oh, hey, guys.
And he kept trying to talk to the other bees.
Hey, George Bee,
Buzz off, Quinn.
Oh, sorry. Hey, Ronald Bee. Hey, what's going on? I just thought maybe we could hang out and talk about, you know, our bee stuff, like our dances and what kind of flowers we were going to look for today.
I'm sorry. I'm very busy. I'm a bee.
Oh, sorry, Ronald. Oh, gosh. Everyone's so busy today.
Quinn Bee decided to get back to work like all the other worker bees. And he found his way over to a little goldenrod. And as he collected some of its pollen...
What are you doing, dear boy?
Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize you could talk, goldenrod.
Yes, indeed. Of course I can talk. And what is it that you are doing to my beautiful goldenrod?
Oh, well, I'm a bee, of course. I was just collecting some pollen, and I was going to go buzz about some other flowers once I collected your pollen.
Now, I noticed you tried to talk to the other bees. It's not a very bee-like behavior.
I know bees are supposed to just be busy all day, but I kind of like just hanging out with friends and talking about stuff and thinking about our ideas.
Yes, well, I like being left alone.
Oh, well, sorry, Mr. Goldenrod.
Yes, have you ever considered that maybe they don't see you because maybe you're invisible?
I'm what?
Wait, where'd you go?
Well, I'm right here, Mr. Goldenrod.
Where did that bee go?
Do you really not notice me? I'm buzzing right about you.
And the long golden flower turned this way and that, pretending it couldn't see Quinn. I'm not sure Quinn felt so good about that.
Aw, oh, jeez. Seems like nobody even notices me.
No, nobody notices you indeed. Oh, I'm so sorry. You must be completely invisible.
Oh, Gesundheit, Mr. Goldenrod. You all right?
And as he gave his big sneeze...
Hey! All that stuff just fell on me! What is that?
Pollen dusted over little Rosie, and a big goldenrod leaf landed right on top of her. And as that leaf fell from goldenrod, and little bits of pollen dusted down, they began to reach Rosie... the red ant, and she was wandering around trying to find the rest of her colony. And as she did, she sang a little song.
Where have my friends gone? Where are all my friends today? No one is
then that leaf landed right on top of her. And all of its pollen made quite a dust upon her. Quinn couldn't help but hear her lovely song, nor her loud sneeze.
Hey, gesundheit there, little ant. What's your name?
Whoa, who said that? Hello? Hello?
Oh, hi, I'm up here. I'm Quinn B. Can you see me?
Oh, I see you up there. I'm Rosie. Hi, nice to meet you,
Quinn. Oh, hey. Oh, phew. I was really worried because so many people were not noticing me. I was beginning to think I was invisible or something.
Well, you're not invisible to me. I see you.
Oh, well, I heard you. I heard you sneeze just now when that leaf fell on you.
Oh, I've got terrible allergies.
Yeah, it's too bad. Neither one of them can see me or hear me,
said the little leaf.
Rosie, hey, Rosie, do you hear that?
I can't hear it.
What? Wait a second. You two invisible creatures can hear this invisible leaf?
Oh, hello, invisible. Hey, I see you.
Yeah, you're not invisible, leaf. We notice you right there. What's your name?
Well, I was the nose of Goldenrod, so I guess call me Golden Nose.
That's a great name, Golden Nose.
Oh, thanks.
I didn't know goldenrods could talk, let alone noses of goldenrods.
I didn't either, till I fell off of them just now.
Well, I'll be.
The three little invisible creatures were having a great time together.
Yeah, let's hang out.
Oh, we could be kind of like the invisible super team.
Yeah, let's go about the garden and play. Yeah.
Oh, hey, you guys want to be in a bowling team? A bowling super team? We could be a bowling super team.
Bowling? Yeah. Are you
going to
bowl?
Invisible bowling super team.
I've always wanted to be on a bowling team.
I always imagined myself as a bowling pin someday.
Well, let's go.
The little leaf started blowing away, and Quinn B and Rosie the Red Ant followed.
You guys shouldn't be following me. I don't know where I'm going. It's just the wind.
But don't go. We're having so much fun hanging out with you and bowling and doing all that fun stuff and being invisible and being a super team. Can we hang out just a little bit longer?
It's so nice to have friends. Ooh, of course, but could maybe one of you pick me up? Because I'm just going to keep blowing away.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, I got you. I got you, Golden Nose. Here you go. Let's go. Whoa. Did that sound just come out of you?
I think it did. That tickled. Can you try that again?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And using his stinger as a pick, Quinn B strummed Golden Nose and...
Oh, I like this. And it kind of makes me want to dance like totally a lot.
It does?
Yeah, and also I want to play some more drums.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, wow. I like being a guitar. It's kind of like being a bowling pin, only sideways.
You sound great, Golden Nose. And you too, Rosie.
Oh, thanks. Oh, thanks, Quinn.
Yeah.
In the meantime, Mr. Gardner was looking all over for little Rosie the Red Ant. And he found his way to Queen Bee's hive.
Hey, who is that outside my hive?
Oh, hi. I'm Mr. Gardner. I don't mean to disturb your home, but have you seen a little red ant by any chance?
Oh, nice to meet you, and no, I have not.
You see, I accidentally sprayed her a little with my hose, and I'm afraid she might have washed away.
Oh no, that sounds terrible. I definitely didn't see anything. I was making lasagna and getting ready to go to a Morrissey concert.
Oh, wow, that you are quite busy indeed. Do you have some sort of worker bee you might send out to help me find Rosie and give me a little help?
Well, I've got a pretty awesome friend, that guy over there. I don't know if you see him. He's just popping out of his chrysalis.
Whoa, good afternoon, dudes.
Oh, hey, Butterfly.
Oh, hello there, Butterfly. What did you say?
Butterfly.
Butterfly.
Oh, yeah, no, my name used to be Better Pillar, but now it's Butterfly. Why? I've got these great wings. I've got these rad wings, dudes.
Well, I tip my cap to you. Have you seen a little red ant by any chance?
Oh, no. Well, I've been in this chrysalis for like, I don't know how long. Do you know how long I've been in here, Queen Bee?
Well, it depends on what kind of butterfly you are.
It's true, yeah. Well, anyway, I've been in here for such a long time metamorphizing that no, I haven't even noticed anything going on in the garden today. Do you want me to go about and, like, scout out and look for him for you?
Yes, but you'll have to be careful because it seems to me, from Mr. Gardner's story, that this little ant is, like, almost completely invisible, maybe.
She's quite small indeed.
But I know that's impossible because you can't be invisible, can you? If you're here, you're here.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Oh, I'm totally here.
Well, and I see all of you, so I know we're all here and we can be seen.
Well, then let's go see if we can see the rest of them.
Sure.
And just at that moment, a whole flock of butterflies flew by.
Whoa! Hey, dudes! Those are my pals!
What up, butterfly? Hey, man, you going to the concert?
Hey, dude, what's going on? We heard some invisible music.
Oh, I totally forgot there was going to be a concert after I busted out of my chrysalis. You guys, do I have to go find that red little ant right now?
Did you say invisible concert?
Yeah, dude, this concert's invisible.
Yeah, this is like a bunch of people and they're all like blim 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 blim, but you can't see anybody.
Brodacious, you totally gotta go to this show.
That could be Rosie Red Ant. Let's go!
And so Queen Bee, Mr. Gardener, and Butterfly got together and went to look for their friends.
Yo, I remember Rosie when she was just like a little baby ant. Like, she was so shy. I feel like people barely noticed her. I don't think she'd be up on stage, do you?
Well, I don't know either. Let me try to get a little closer.
As they got closer, they started hearing some great music.
Yeah, this music is great. This music is like almost as good as that Morrissey concert I'm going to later. With my lasagna.
Oh, you were making the lasagna to take to the concert?
Oh, yeah, because that sounds great.
That's potluck Morrissey concert?
Yeah, right?
Whoa!
What could be better than a concert? It's a concert with lasagna.
Well, this invisible concert might have a potluck, too. Should we check it out?
Yeah, we definitely should.
As they got closer, they saw a whole colony of ants all dancing up a storm.
Yeah, that's super great. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
I see a bunch of little black carpenter ants, but I don't see the even little rosy red ant.
All these ants are dancing.
Yeah, and look up above us. All those butterflies are like having a mosh pit up in the sky.
This is totally awesome. This is so awesome. It's so awesome that they can hear us.
Yeah, it's really too bad they can't see us, but I like that we can make them dance.
Yeah, it's like a new superpower. We have invisibility and danceability.
Yeah, you said it, Golden Nose.
Look up on that tiny little stage. Is that a little bee playing a leaf?
Whoa, is that an ant tap dancing on, like, marimba shells or something?
They've got a totally powerful sound, that leaf bee ant combo situation.
Hang on one minute. Is that little rosy red ant?
Wait a second. Is that Quinn Bee? What are you doing away from the hive, Quinn Bee?
Oh, dude! That's the nose from Goldenrod! That's Golden Nose! Dude, it's so good to see you!
Why are you so excited to see me?
Well, because I'm a butterfly now, bro. I get to just flap around onto awesome flowers and check out their pollens and stuff.
Oh, man. I'm just so excited to be seen.
Queen Bee, what are you doing here at this concert? Your queen bees aren't supposed to leave their hives.
You know, we all have to leave sometimes, so let's make the most of it at this totally awesome dance music, invisible, not invisible, great place party.
Are you sure you want to be here at a concert with us instead of going to your Morrissey concert with your lasagna?
Eh, forget Morrissey. I've got lasagna, I got friends, this is great.
Woohoo!
I think I've got a casserole in the kitchen too. Let's make this a real concert.
Did anybody bring any pie? Or like one potato chip? I'm an ant, so like one potato chip would probably do it for like a bunch of us.
Excuse me, would you all mind terribly just keeping it down?
Said Goldenrod.
All right, everyone, last dance number, let's do it!
All right, one, two, three, four!
Whoa!
Yeah! This is totally great! Ah!
They're not listening to me. I must have caught invisibility.
It's cool, Goldenrod. Do you maybe want to come up on stage and play an instrument? Everyone notices you when you rock out.
I've always wanted to play the triangle.
That's cool with me. Rosie, is that cool with you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Golden Nose, do you have a triangle for your dad, Flower?
Well, let me just see if I can bend once and then one more time. Okay, I'm a triangle now.
Do you see that, Rosie? Golden Nose just turned his whole body into a triangle.
That's incredible!
And the whole band got up and jammed. The end.
Woohoo!
Yes? Something?
We did it!
We made it!
Yeah!
We made it all the way through!
Yeah!
That was so, so exciting, guys. I've never had, like, live musicians making...
a terrible song before? And
improvising an amazing
Don't
song!
Don't self-deprecate, Rosie.
Oh, I'm sorry!
Before we go, I want to find out a little bit more about Earsnack so our listeners can check it out.
Yeah!
Yeah, totally. Yeah, Polly and I make a podcast called Ear Snacks that you can find anywhere you find a podcast. And it's for young kids, and it's about the real world.
Yeah, it's about all kinds of things. It's about stuff you might see in your neighborhood. It's about little ideas and about big ideas. There's lots of music and fun. We have kids on the show, so if any of you like to ask Mr. Eric questions, we love to hear from you too. Actually, this last week on Ear Snacks, we were wondering, if I had a superhero name and superhero powers, what should my superhero name and what should my superpowers be?
Oh man, we kind of almost answered that today, Polly.
But what do you think it should be? Invisible music making?
Invisible music making!
And lasagna and Morrissey going?
The next concert I go to, I really want to just bring a big lasagna to.
Right? Like, here's the thing. I've never been at a concert where somebody showed up with a lasagna. But if I were at a concert and somebody showed up with a lasagna, especially if they didn't forget the forks, mm-hmm, which mm-hmm. we have been known to do.
It's true.
If they remember the forks and they brought a lasagna and mm-hmm. they sat down next to me and they were like, isn't this amazing? Would you also like some lasagna? I would be like...
It's just next level. Yep. Well, yeah. I hope that next time we do a podcast together, I can bring a lasagna that we can all share.
Yeah.
And I hope to do another story with you all soon.
And thanks to Rosie and Quinn for asking us such awesome questions.
They were fun to think about.
I'm so glad we got to answer them with you, Eric.
Thanks. Thank you. I'd like to thank Karen Marshall O'Keefe, my editor and producer, Jason O'Keefe for his artwork, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who might sometimes think you're invisible, but...
You definitely are not.
We can see you.
We can see you. And we can hear
you.
Not
right now.
We can hear you.
We certainly can. So call in to Ear Snacks and What If World, and we hope to hear from you next time.
Woohoo!
Until we meet again, keep wondering.
Eric, do you get very animated, or do you stay about where you are?
How animated?
Well, to be honest, I don't know, because I am usually sitting in a closet.
Okay, cool.
Well, I think you're...
We can put you in a closet. Do you want to be in a closet?
Andrew, I might need a tambourine and a shaker, too.
Oh.
Yeah, whatever you need.
That's amazing.
Can you get a shaker?
So exciting.
Shaker?
Yeah.
Like salt or otherwise?
Salt. There's a salt one right there.
Yeah. Oh, you...
To your right.
You actually meant salt. I thought you were being funny.
No,
but...
salt's the best shaker.
Salt.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's so warm and friendly.
Nice.
It is very warm. It's not... Yeah. The most important thing is that in improv, there are no mistakes. Every mistake is a gift. It's a gift we're giving each other.
Okay.
So
I make a lot of mistakes.
So many gifts.
Sounds like we're going to be giving a lot of presents.
Hanukkah of mistakes.
Like Hanukkah and Christmas.
Let's do it.
And with a strum of his little... What is a... I guess it's a leg on a bee, right?
Oh, am I strumming? Yeah, with a strum of
yes.
Yeah.
Or a stinger.
Yeah. Oh, no, whatever.
Oh, yeah, the stinger. That's great.
Or an antenna.
Oh, yeah. Using his stinger as a pick.
Yeah.
I like being a guitar. It's kind of like being a bowling pin, only sideways.
My thorax brings the boys to the yard.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a new podcast? Maybe something you can share with your littles? Something that has some storytelling in it? Well, then look no further. We have Storytime with Philip and Mommy, where my son and I sit and discuss all the great books that you might love while we read them. So, Little Golden Books, Berenstain Bears, and even the new classics like Bluey. We sit down, we read, we discuss, and we have so much fun doing it. Come and join us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.